Hey there, Sunshine. I know things have been tough for particularly most everyone. I bet you've been having a rough time too. And, well, I want to be a bigger part of something that makes you feel nicer. I'm more or less trying to do my best. Best to make sure that we can look forward to tomorrow. It's not very hard for me, but I've realized that even positivity sometimes has its limitations, and that I have to understand, not everyone's going to be positive all the time. Just because I can do it doesn't mean that everyone's going to. And besides, I don't think you're a negative person. I think you're put into a negative situation. I want you to know I believe in you, and these words don't just come out of willy-nilly. Believe it or not, Sunshine, I put a lot of thought into everything I say. I really, really try my best. Even on days when I think that I've made a huge mistake, I'm happy any time I can make your life just a little bit better. That I can be the personal hero you need to make that day better. To see something in your eyes that glistens. To really be able to find some redeeming thing about the day. That's what I want to do in every day. And I know not every day is going to have all the redeeming things. But I believe there's more good than bad in the world, and sometimes it's important to remember that. Not that I think you forget. I just think you get distracted from it. You get focused on what you have to do, and lose sight of what you want to do sometimes. Isn't that right? And other times, you get this imposter syndrome, where you feel like you don't deserve the good things that happen to you. And I understand that very well. Even with all my hard work, and people saying I'm a prodigy at things, I never thought of myself that way. I always just thought of the next best thing I could do. And I don't want you to put down what you do or to say what I've done is bad, but to say it's okay to accept what you get in life that's good, even if there's bad things in between. It doesn't mean that everything's bad. I promise. There's nothing that will end up being too bad or too sad, especially if you get into a situation where you can make a difference. That's what I'm trying to do. Make a difference little by little in the world, but you're so much more important to me than the world. And that's just being honest. Everyone's important to me to a certain extent, and protecting this world that I love, that we love together, that means a lot to me. But making sure you're okay comes first. I'd leap into fire. I'd go through an avalanche. I'd go right into a tornado if it meant I could save you. And I'm not saying those ones just because my quirk would help me out of it, but rather to say there isn't really anything I wouldn't do. The recesses of space, going through time. I know these are more fantasy-styled ones, but if it means that I could protect you, I'd do anything for you, Sunshine. The only thing I couldn't compromise on is what I believe in, but I know you'd never ask me to do that. I'm always going to be the same person because I vowed never to change, never to become anything other than what I truly dream of being. And I know it's definitely something that's kind of hard to stay a stickler on something like that. But you don't have to. If you want to change things about yourself, there's no need to handle it that extreme. What I do isn't always the right thing. I want you to know that. I make mistakes just like everybody else. And even if I make a million mistakes, you can still bet I'll have this smile on my face because I wear it proudly, that I can smile in the face of adversity, in the face of trouble, in the face of things that make me want to cry. Then I've done something good. I've managed to face those things that would break me, but I want to help you face yours because I know there's so many. You don't even think you deserve to have me sometimes, right? Now, don't get me wrong. I know what it feels like. You sometimes seem too good for me, so I can relate to that sentiment. However, don't get it mixed up. You totally deserve my time. You deserve my time and my patience and my passion. You get all of them. Not just because you deserve it, because love isn't about deserving it or not. Just like life isn't about success or not. Everyone wants to put dollar signs on things and make life about these success or failure based on what you earn, and that's just not how it works. If you're happy And if you can be happy, even in the face of adversity, then you've already won at life. There's nothing that you can't win at in this life. And it's not always about winning or losing. I've lost plenty of things, but I'm proud to have the things I do have. And I'm proud to have won things that I won with hard work and effort and never giving up. That's what makes me me. I know it's a bit of a tongue twister there, but I want you to hear it from my mouth. I want you to hear it from my heart more than anything. Even if I could solve everything in the world, I'd still probably find things that I could do better. There's a million different things, a billion different things that you can always improve about yourself. And I find life's a lot more fun when you're always challenging yourself instead of wasting time competing with others. It's fine to have competition, and I don't think there's anything wrong with it. But if you base your self-worth based upon winning or losing, based upon your success, that's where things go wrong. Because there's this preconceived notion that you have to be rich and famous or powerful in order to be happy. But no, life can be simple. You don't have to make it complicated, and you don't have to have dreams that are put on you without your consent, without your desires. You have to understand, sunshine, you don't have to be anyone you don't want to be. You never have to be anyone except for you. And you should be the best you can be. The best one that you want to be. You don't have to be mincing words about it. And this is all just on the top of my head, but I'm proud of the things that you struggle with because you struggle through them. You show me that I can still do things better, and you inspire me because there's a lot of things that you could have given up on. There's a lot of things that you might feel like you have, but I see it in your eyes. I see that you're not giving up on life. And I'm proud of you, so proud of you. There's so many things that I just couldn't imagine without you. And that's why I never want to think about that. But more importantly, don't think of those failures as something bad. If anything, there's something very good. And it shows that you're truly amazing. You've done so many things that cover so many bases. Even if you think it might not be your forte, the thing that inspires you the most, I'm definitely proud of you. Did you know? I've had my fair share of things that I'm not proud of. Things that ended up making me a laughingstock for a while. I mean, think of how my quirk started. It was just something that was pointless. It was useless by everybody else's demeaning. But I realized I couldn't listen to the hate. I couldn't listen to the things that weren't real to me. What was real to me is I had a goal. And that was to be the best me I could be. And I want you to be too. You don't have to be the most successful. Trust me. Even if everything in the world could be perfect, nobody would be happy with that. Because there'd be no individuality. There'd be no people, no distinctions. You're good at certain things and bad at others. And that's okay. I'm the same way. I'd like to think that I'm good at most of the things I want to be. But there's still things, many things, millions of things that I still want to be better at. Like, for instance, making you smile. It may seem like an easy task, but some days it's hard. Some days smiles don't come easy. And I'm proud to say, I want to bring a lot more smiles to you, even on those days when you feel like crying. And if I can do that, then I've truly done something that I can be even more proud of. I want to live my life without regrets. Like every day is my last, even if that's a morbid way of looking at it. I don't view it as morbid, because every day that I value is a day that I won't waste doing something I don't believe in. You know what I mean? There's a lot of things you can spend your time on, and I want to spend my time doing things I love. I want to spend time with you. Most of it, if not all of it. I know there's times when we won't be able to, and that sometimes life takes us in different directions, but that's okay. Even if it takes us in different directions, it won't stop us from being together. Nothing in this world is strong enough to do that, because hearts will always go back to each other. They'll always go to where they want to be, even if they're distanced, even if one of us is very far away. Don't you worry, sunshine. Everything's gonna be fine. In fact, I'm sure of it. I'd promise right now. Because I know. I know you, and I know us. And I know what I want in life. And I know you can find what you do, too. That's the spirit, Sunshine. Even if you don't think you can now, don't give up on yourself. It's going to be A-okay. And I promise, no matter what happens, I won't let you go. So you don't have to worry about being alone through it. I'm nothing if not loyal. That's one of the biggest things to me. To me, Sunshine, if I can't be loyal to those I care about, especially you, then I can't face myself in the mirror. And I don't want to have a day like that. And it's really easy to avoid, so I'd like to consider this a win for both of us. You helped me understand something today, too. So, Sunshine, shall we live another day and make it count? Let's do it together. It's gonna be just fine. Don't you worry, Sunshine. I'll protect you. Now you just gotta protect your heart and make sure that you're honest. You can confide in me anything. Don't ever hesitate, okay? I love you. And as much as I like to say positive notions and things like that, that's no joke. It's nothing to laugh about, but it sure brings a smile to me. You're mine, Sunshine, and I'm yours.